This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. I am with Gilda Dykeman. Hi, Gilda.
Good morning. How are you, Carm?
So glad to have you here. Let's show a picture of this great business. Is it like two buildings?
Yes. So the bigger building, that's our automotive side. And the smaller building is our exhaust side where we do all the exhaust there.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to see an actual virtual tour with Gilda in just a little bit. Coming to you live from the Dorman OE Fix Studios. Dorman Products creates hundreds of new automotive replacement products every month. Part of what makes Dorman so unique is their ideation of new and innovative products. They have dedicated teams all across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada looking for new product ideas. Since every solution starts with a problem, these teams of researchers, field analysts, product specialists, and contributors consistently visit repair shops and make field calls. Now, this is to best understand the problems the industry is facing. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Other times, experts take it an additional step, further solving what made the original part problematic in the first place. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman invests in these OE Fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. Want to know more about Dorman? Visit dormanproducts.com/tour. Well, Gilda, I seem to always ask my guest, how's business?
Actually, it's awesome. We are up. It's our best year of our history, so which is awesome.
Amazing. December continuing to be busy?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we haven't slowed down for one bit.
Continue to hear that, and I'm so happy for everyone. Hey, a recent episode with Gilda, it was called Play the Long Game, episode 231, Town Hall Academy. So glad to have you on that one. And this week's Town Hall Academy coming up this Friday. Yes, Friday, December 24th. We're going to actually do this. It's not going to be live, but we're going to broadcast it out to everyone. Recovering from a wrong service advisor hire. And everybody I ask, they can so relate to this. Well, look at, let's get ready to have some smart talk with Gilda. She has recently done some really wonderful remodeling. You know, some people are hesitant. Some people have it on their list of things to do. But there's always, it seems, planned right, a good return on investment.
Yes. So it's not that new, but everybody that sees it thinks it's new. Basically finished right before the pandemic hit. It was a stage. Since we have two buildings, one's the automotive side, one's the exhaust side. The reason we wanted to do it, we wanted to bring Michael, my husband, the owner. He was always in the muffler shop. And that was kind of our little waiting area. The exhaust tips on the wall, you know, not very clean-ish looking. Even though it was clean, it just didn't look fresh. And the one thing is that I wanted to get Michael to the automotive because the automotive is like 90% of our business now. And I wanted him to be with the service riders, you know, keep on top of them, not being kind of in the dark of what's going on. You know, he liked his little cave of exhaust. So that was the main reason why we wanted to do it. We wanted a fresh look. You know, we're with ATI and we're having a shop visit. So we wanted to have it nice and fresh and clean. And also came in where we changed our name. We rebranded our name. We just flipped the automotive and the muffler names around because people thought once they heard the muffler, they didn't think we did anything else. So it was a lot of thinking into it, you know, having to rebrand our name. Even though we are known as the cleanest shop in town, this just made it even, you know, bump up even more.
I love it. The cleanest shop in town. Did you get that reputation because you're constantly cleaning the floors, keeping the paint fresh? You know, the curb appeal is great.
you know, Michael is very anal, keeping everything clean. Whether if it's old, it still looks good.
That is such a powerful quote, Gilda. Even if it's old, it still looks good. And old, that's clean. Even old, that's painted, still looks fresh.
Yes, it does. You know, I mean, it's always a work in progress, you know, refreshing, repainting, reclaiming. But we have our base, you know, of the shop, you know, where we want it to be. We utilize as much as we can on the space. You know, we're in LA, so, you know, you don't have a big land like people out in Midwest, you know, where they have acreages to have cars parked all over. So we do our best with the space we have.
You wanted to bring Michael over to the automotive side. And so did you improve where the customer waiting room? Did you put in any new couches, furniture? Even though it was pandemic-ish, you still realized you had a plan for post-pandemic.
Correct. The exhaust side, we made that our customer lounge or waiting area. So we took away any of the exhaust part of it. And we put in nice seating. We put a coffee bar. We put a great TV in there. We still have a service rider kiosk in there, but it's hardly used. It's pretty much just if we have a waiter, we just go there and close, you know, the ticket out there. Growing, we always wanted to make sure we had an extra kiosk for if we had to hire another service rider. So in the other building, we have two service riders with Michael in his back desk. We have the empty one at the waiting area.
I see. So they do business on the one side of, if you will, of yours. And then you say, hey, if you'd love to hang around.
Right.
Just, and you're in LA, so there's no snow. It doesn't rain there either, does it?
Once or twice a year.
I'm only kidding.
Actually, it's getting a little cloudy. They say we're supposed to have rain on Christmas Eve, which we're going to be celebrating with our staff on Christmas Eve. So,
well, hey, maybe it's better than 6 inches of snow. You just never know.
Oh, I know. We're spoiled.
But how many waiters, Gilda, do you still have?
We don't have a lot. If you are planning on to remodeling, think a little, you know, think it out. Just don't do it. You know, we thought about it. We had a designer. And then right when we finished, pandemic hit. And then, you know, we didn't have waiters. If we had waiters, they were sitting outside, you know, in a chair. We didn't have them inside. So I think if we had to go back, we would have made it smaller and maybe use it, you know, cut it in half, maybe have like a little storage area. But everybody, all our customers that come in, they're like, oh my gosh, this is the best place to hang out. You know, you have all the coffee and the teas and, you know, the computer raised countertops so people can put their laptops and work there if they want. But we don't encourage waiters. We may have maybe two or three, four, maybe a week.
But it's the impression of professionalism that you were able to achieve.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And probably a stronger, better work environment for your people.
Yes. And, you know, that's the whole key is if our external customers see that we keep everything clean, they know that we're keeping their cars clean. You know, we just carry it through the work, the presentation, delivering the vehicles, you know, doing all the sanitation of, you know, sanitizing all the cars before and after. The presence is there. You know, we make all the presence there for the customers to see that we're, you know, we walk by, there's a piece of paper, we pick it up and, you know, even people driving by, they see us picking up trash on the sidewalk or on the, you know, curb and stuff like that, you know, just to keep our community clean.
With COVID, obviously, we've had this almost like easing up of the mask mandates and stuff, but you've never stopped the sanitization of the vehicle?
Oh, no, no. You know, we didn't do it pre-pandemic, but now it's a forever thing we're going to keep.
I think we're going to be able to minimize flus and colds, no matter what kind of handle we do get on COVID. I think it's going to be around for a long time. And I'm not a scientist, trust me. It's just that, you know, everything you read, everything you see, everything you hear, you kind of think that it's not going away.
Yeah. And we expanded a little bit on the sanitizing the vehicles. You know, we have the mister, we have, instead of using plastic seat covers, we're using like a vinyl one, which are reusable. So we sanitize those after they're used in everybody's car. So people love it. They just see it and they're like, oh, you're taking really good care of my car. And so it's the impression you want to give people, you know, that we're taking, if we take care of ourselves, we're going to take care of you.
Wonderful. Hey, thank you so much for your advice and your take on the value of remodeling. You know, everyone, we worked very, very hard this week to create a lot of really great episodes for you. And I've never been so proud of all the great content that we have. Tony Mercury's episode on the four pillars of marketing came out today. And let me tell you, it's a great episode. But George Zeeks knocked it out of the ballpark. I think you probably know George Gilda. Three managers that you need in your business. That episode 702 is really, really good. George and I recorded that at ASTE. Are you getting value from your training dollar? Is another very powerhouse episode, Tunnel Academy 254. You will completely look at training value, dollars, numbers, methodology different when you listen to that. And Matt Fonslow's episode, An Observation from a Class He Presented, also was out. So thank you all for your continued support. Let's jump into this great virtual shop tour.
So that's our automotive building. That's where the customers come in to come in. If we don't grab them from the parking lot, if they beat us, and that's our exhaust building. We are a AAA shop. We do brake and lamps. We do smogs and repair. Mask up, everybody.
Now, where are we going? What?
This is going to go into our waiting room.
The new one.
Well, they're both new. We did one first and then did the other one. Yeah. This is our waiting area. So we put those windows so people can see their cars being worked on in exhaust. We got our TV that we have our Technic going on, all our warranties. And we have that door locked that goes into the muffler shop because we had a little incident about 6 months ago, a year ago. And so we started locking that door. We had to put a lock on it because nobody's ever there when customers are there. So we had these custom built.
They were custom built. Wow. They're beautiful. That counter.
Everybody loves how we did our printer where we have the paper just plop out. So
now, there's no way that's an exhaust shop. Those floors are too clean.
Nope, that's Michael. I made these and found these. So that was a little after they opened the shop. So the those are the years that we gone in, the changes, the name changes.
Wow, 1978 was the origin, right?
Yes. Coffee, we got our custom water bottles.
Now, did you duplicate what you have here on the other side?
No, it's completely different. So that side that you just left is our waiting area. And that's just our little, you know, thank you for following us and business. That's our sanitization. And we recycle as much as we can. And so this is coming into the automotive side, which is basically the service riders. So that's where pretty much everybody comes in.
Do the customers know which side to go into first?
We try to greet our customers in the parking lot. If they beat us, most of them know to come here or somebody will direct them to the right place. So you saw my two service riders and then there's the owner, Michael. He has like a little cave back there. So we have really huge monitors, which they love. They can break up their screens to 2, 4, you know, as many as they need. Our ADA table that you all have to have in California.
Were the windows there? Did you add them?
The exterior windows were there prior. And then, so we just added an extra one at the other service provider. Hi, Michael. So you can see our printer, how we have the little opening. We had that custom built, and that was a suggestion of our IT guy. So we didn't have to open them every time you printed something. That's our hot shots and all that kind of stuff.
So Michael literally is what, the shop manager? He is the foreman, obviously the owner, but...
Oh, that's our little portable key holder that our cabinet guy made for us.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah. So if you want to go out with them, all of them, and that's our smog bay. So Michael pretty much is the exhaust guy. He pretty much is in charge of motorhomes, exhaust, and the classics that we get in that we help. So we had to put that guard there because we had somebody come off the street and everybody thought it was a customer. He went to the bathroom, came out, and then opened the door and took a tool, you know, a scan tool. And people say that our bathroom is sometimes cleaner. Oh, our poopery. our bathroom is cleaner than their bathroom at home.
That's exactly how it should be in a business, period. A purse hook.
Yeah. So we try to use as much as we can in with regards to the space that we have. Those are just that has supplies of our BG products, our internal coffee bar.
How many bays altogether?
I believe there's 9, but the exhaust is open pit, so I really don't they're only used for exhaust. So we have about 7 that we use. There's our microwave for the employees. And then those are my return boxes for cores and defective. And
very smart. Very
smart. And then we do the labels. We do those labels so they can put on there.
I can see the value and the power of your systems and processes here.
Parts washer.
Do I see belts hanging up on the wall?
Yes, if way above, yes.
Wow, it's amazing. You don't see that that often.
Yeah. We shouldn't even have them, but we just continue them. That was our alignment that we just passed, our line machine. And this shed was actually made purposely for Michael's boat because we didn't have a storage for it. And then we ended up taking it to Arizona. So now it became kind of our catch-all place. And then we started going and getting to tires and balancing. So that's where our tire stuff is, our machines. And that's kind of our where we put our oil, waste oil, our compressor.
And you do have an outdoors lift, I believe. Right?
We have actually, well, one we passed, and then we have 2. That's the first one is our motorhome lift. We get a lot of motorhomes because a lot of people don't have the space or the lifts. And then we have another one out here. And all these are grandfathered in because you can't really have lifts outside anymore in our town. And that's Mike's Bender.
I mean, that's his most important tool right there, huh?
Right there. And all his tubing and all his inventory, all those catalytic converters.
So with only 10% of that being in your business, you guys are really a specialty shop for exhaust.
We are. And that's where Michael and his family started. His parents and him was just this little muffler shop. So that's how we expanded. Many years ago, that's when he met me. That's when we bought the property. Well, it wasn't for me. You know, we wouldn't be as big. No, I'm just kidding. But we bought the automotive property after our wedding, and then we remodeled. And that's the pit.
Yeah, thank you for going over to the exhaust side and letting us see that.
I mean, it's old, but it's clean, you know?
Oh, it's so well kept. I mean, that's the proof, everyone. It can be old, but it could look brand new.
Yeah, those are, and then when we remodeled the offices, I got Mike to get a new toolbox, right? If you would just pass that. And up there, there's my wrapping paper for all the guys, all the games we're going to do. Kind of a little messy. There's my boys' Legos there that I have to wrap for Christmas. So up there is my office which I'm sitting in. That's where I do all my bookkeeping. And if we come up here, this is our mezzanine. And this is where catch-all again of supplies and all our filters. So all our inventory of stuff.
You joined in 99, right?
And actually in 96. Mike and I got married in 96. So
96.
I know.
And then you left to have the boys, right?
Yeah.
And raise the boys.
I still was in part doing all the booking. Those are all the Mike's exhaust things that he has. We're going to have to clean that up. I want to do like a little lounge for the guys up there.
I mean, everybody wants to go to the beach. Got to go by your place, right?
Yeah, and we even do concierge, you know, pick up and drop offs, and we'll say, hey, summertime, we'll drop you off at the beach while we work on your car. So that's what, you know.
Thank you for saying that. There's been a lot of buzz on the podcast. In fact, in our 700th, we talked a little bit about concierge service. There are some shops that are charging for it, picking up and dropping off. You'll take people out to the beach, fix their car. I get that. But there's a lot of different business models today where people will go to your home and repair a vehicle. Well, because they say, quote unquote, it's convenient, I don't have to leave. But if you had a form of concierge service, free or not, it's a way to make sure that you satisfy the convenience side of certain customers.
Pre-pandemic, we were taking people home if they requested it. But because we're in LA, everybody uses Uber a lot. So sometimes they don't ask, oh, look, I go, do you need a ride? And they're like, oh, no, I just call my Uber. You know, we'll pay for Uber if they want one. During pandemic, we were going to people's houses, picking up their car and bringing it back. And, you know, it wasn't a lot of customers, but it was out there. They knew that we were there for them.
Hey, Gilda Dykeman, Cars Automotive and Muffler, Redondo Beach, California. It was a great tour. Thank you so much. If you'd love to be on the show, give us a tour. Just come on and just chat with me about stuff, business, Carm at remarkableresults.biz. And don't forget, we repurpose this on YouTube. It'll be out, released as a podcast on Saturday. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a holiday or not. We just keep on working. Happy holidays to you, Gilda and team, for all the support that we've had for Aftermarket Weekly. We have one more show before the year ends. This is week 85. So glad to have you here. And thanks for letting us see inside the great place you have.
Thank you. And good luck to everybody that wants to do some remodeling, you know?
Yeah. Smart stuff. Thank you for the inspiration.
And have a happy new year.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.